Hi, welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. I always like to start this call with the why are we doing this? So the reason is we believe that a flourishing world is possible where every living thing, every living system, every living entity can thrive. But to experience that, we're going to need leadership mastery. All of us as leaders, and particularly those in the business realm, which is, we think, the most influential change agent that there is. So what do we mean by leadership mastery? That means leading from your inner wisdom, leading from your essential self as opposed to your ego. So what does that mean, and how do you do that? It means finding that place inside that, and having access to that easily, that knows the truth, that knows you're okay, and from which you can, you're in a state of balance, you're in a state of peace. From there, you can make good decisions. So to get there, though, requires practice, and most people spend an awful lot of time in their minds distracted by the outside world and find it either difficult or totally out of the habit of spending some time to go inside and find that peaceful place. But with practice, you can do it. And when you're living from that space most of the time, you do walk around with this kind of sense of serenity and balance, and your thinking becomes much clearer, and your decisions become much more considerate of all of the factors that need to be considered, and they're better decisions. And so we offer this weekly call to help people, to assist people to get into the practice of accessing that inner wisdom. And we know people that have practiced this know that it works, but, you know, in our busy lives, it's really difficult to stop and spend the time. So this is a support system we put in place to help people do that on a regular basis. And hopefully you'll take what happens on these calls and incorporate it into your daily life. So tonight, then the way these calls go, the format is a short teaching, and then I'll lead you into remembrance. And then we'll leave a minute or so at the end for questions and comments. So the teaching tonight is looking at the remembrance as a both a diagnostic tool and an actual medicine for healing physical and emotional wounds, I'll call them. So let me paint a picture. When we come into this world as infants, when we're first born, we enter this world pure, unaffected by the world around us. At least we're unconsciously unaffected, and over time we get socialized and things happen. So this purity, this curiosity, this wondrous pure state that we show up in begins to change, and we get we suffer wounds. And it could be as simple as you're outside playing and you wander into the street and your mom runs out of the house yelling at you and grabbing you and dragging you back onto the yard because she's trying to save your life. She doesn't want you to get hurt by a car coming by. But you, as a young child, might get the message that angry women are a problem and you should avoid them. So this is kind of an unconscious belief that gets embedded, even though the act was not intended that way at all. And these kinds of things can happen throughout our life, particularly in our formative years. So when we go to school, you know, the kids in the class, sometimes there's, uncomfortable situations we find ourselves in, and we get hurt in what I'll call wounds. And to avoid experiencing those wounds again, we develop defense mechanisms. So if someone is going to be a bully, our defense mechanism, depending on our particular makeup, might be to go hide, to avoid. It might be to fight back. It certainly usually isn't to be calm in the face of bullying and not give the bully anything to work on. because we haven't learned that yet. So we get these wounds and we build these defense systems, and we find out over time that as we grow older, those defense mechanisms are not very appropriate in the adult world or in the outside world. So we then figure out a way to cope while we're still experiencing this wound and our defenses come up, but we cope in a way that is socially acceptable. And that's what we call the state called wearing our mask. And this is the outward persona that we bring to the world. So that's our way of getting around the world. But it is really masking what really is happening inside. And if we stuff those difficult feelings, those difficult emotions that we experience when we get wounded, but when those wounds get triggered again with another experience, it's similar, and we continue to stuff those, it can build up inside, and those energies get blocked, and it festers inside of us. So that can lead to physical symptoms. Emotional distress that's left unattended can lead to physical symptoms, and there are many examples of that in the world. The medical science has done a lot of research on this, and it's been proven to be very, very true. I'll tell a story about myself. I grew up in a family where my job was to be the harmonizer in a sometimes very chaotic, difficult, a lot of anger, a lot of emotional distress in the family. And my job that I somehow assumed was to be the harmonizer, being the one to make it okay. What that meant was, for me, my defense mechanism was to put on this act that it didn't affect me and that I was going to be nice and make everybody feel okay. But what I didn't deal with was all of the trauma, the internal trauma that I was creating inside of me. I didn't allow it an outlet. So as I grew older and this habit of stuffing, particularly when confrontation was occurring, started to have an effect. And at one point in my early 40s, I was diagnosed as precancerous. Now, this really hit me because in my family, there's a history of cancer and early death as a result, and particularly on my mom's side. So I took this pretty seriously, and I really didn't know what to do. It was just added another level of stress for me. So when I was introduced to this practice of remembrance, I was in a workshop where they were teaching us, you know, how to do it, and they said the practical application is healing, and they used the term spiritual healing. I didn't know what that meant, but it meant that by using this practice of remembrance, you're actually changing the cellular structure inside, and that's a healing on a physical level. But you're also unwinding the energetic knots and tightness that has become twisted and gnarled inside these incompleted energetic cycles. So both things are happening simultaneously. And I found out that I didn't have to be conscious of what was going on, even though over time I began to get insights and I began to understand the beginnings of this stress that I had been stuffing, and began to learn and have the insights that my belief system about, you know, the cause of the wound was mistaken, and that the defenses I had built up and used for decades were no longer appropriate. So that was very helpful as well. So I was getting healed on the physical level. I was getting healed on the emotional level. And I was being healed on the mental level in the sense that I was seeing the actual truth behind my belief systems that were keeping these stresses in place. So the remembrance is an amazing thing, and there, as a practice or any reflective practice actually can do this, but the remembrance has some particular effect on rearranging cellular structure and unwinding emotional knots. So, and I can say that from my own personal experience and then a lot of research that I've read and my experience of coaching people and working with people over a long period of time and seeing the changes that occur in them. It's pretty miraculous, but it works. So I'm fully on board, and I want to give everybody a chance tonight to experience that as well if they have something up that they want to try this on. So let's go there. We're going to drop in now into remembrance, and we always start where we are. So wherever you are, and hopefully you're sitting either on the floor or in a chair, best way to start this, feel your body and its connection with the earth, because we are made of clay and we're a spiritual being, unique in that respect. We have both those elements happening inside us. So as an earthy human being, you can feel your connection. And you'll notice, if you notice the bottom of your feet now, that there is some sort of almost electrical connection that you'll notice when you pay attention. So notice that and the quality of that connection. And then allow yourself to scan up your body, you know, your legs, lower and upper, and your rear end in the seat, your small of your back against the chair back. Notice your belly, a lot of energy is so often blocked in that area. And your stomach, your solar plexus, chest. Many people, when they're distressed, their chest tightens up, and that can lead to difficulty in circulation. Notice your middle back and upper back, and particularly the neck and shoulders, another area that many people hold stress. Throat. Your face. Paying attention to your mouth and where people can set your jaw, where people can set their jaw. Your eyes. Attention can be held there. Forehead, and then notice your scalp. And as you're scanning, you'll probably have noticed that it feels different in different areas. And as well as energy flows, it transforms as it moves through different parts of your body. And you may have noticed areas where you're holding tightness. And when you do, you can just allow yourself to relax. Because that's an unconscious holding that is unnecessary. So you want to allow yourself to let go. You may also have noticed places where it's really uncomfortable physically. You know, you have some chronic symptoms that have been there for a while, and maybe you've taken steps to treat that with some effect, but they still persist. So these are areas where we'll let the remembrance do its thing. And see what happens. You may notice areas where it seems completely blocked or numb. And these are, again, areas that can be holding emotional stress that turns into physical symptoms. So speaking of emotions, what is your emotional state right now? You feel relaxed? Are you hyped up a bit from the activities of the day? Do you feel anxious about anything? Are you irritated, annoyed, angry about anything? Maybe you have a sense of a little down, a little sad, a little depressed, a little lack of heart, as we say. Now just notice, what is your state? And since we don't spend a lot of time in this society paying attention to our emotions and our physical state, we tend to live in our heads. It's a good time to notice and become more attuned to our state, because it's providing cues of what needs attention our being. All right, so now we understand our emotional state as well as we do. Let's check in our mental state. So how active is your mind? And what is the quality of that activity? Is it troubling? Is it exciting? Is it kind of darker or lighter in terms of its effect on you? So not so much the content, but just the state of that mental activity. Okay. And now we're going to check in with our heart. And this is the spiritual element of our being, the one that transcends our physical and emotional and mental states. So your heart is in what state right now? You can imagine it and notice how open, notice how soft, notice how heavy or light, both in weight and in color or shade, and how receptive is your heart right now? Is it open and willing to receive? Because if it is, the remembrance will allow you to access the source of everything that you need to heal what needs healing, to provide guidance, to bring you into a state of balance. So this is just checking our current state, our starting point. And you don't have to be in any particular state. We just start where we are. So now to help us drop in, I want you to notice your breath. I want you to take a big, deep breath in. And exhale and let go. And we're going to do a longer version of that, two or three times. Call this the box breath. So I want you to inhale to a count of four and then hold at the top of that inhalation for a count of four. And then exhale to a count of four and hold at the bottom of the exhalation to a count of four. And repeat it two more times. So here we go. Inhale. Hold, exhale, hold. Go ahead and do that two more times. And as you exhale, just letting go and you're dropping in. Okay, good. Now you can return to that box breath anytime during this remembrance session that you find yourself in your mind or distracted. It's so common. It's so normal. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It's just our mind and our distracted self or outside self, you know, knocking on the door wanting some attention. So if you find yourself wandering, you can just use that breath process to bring yourself back inside. But now let's add the remembrance. Let's add this healing element. So notice in your heart, in its current state, and being aware of any particular situation or stress that you're carrying, and specifically any place in your physical body where you are experiencing a level of discomfort, Often that is the manifestation of an emotional stress that resulted in that physical discomfort. And as we apply the remembrance to it, it will begin to unwind and heal and often provide insights. So just begin repeating your word or phrase of remembrance, being open and receptive, and make the decision to trust what is there for you. Great, keep going. Allow yourself to open more. Let go. Drop in. And notice. When we open ourselves up and ask for help, there is always a response. We don't have to earn it. It is ours for the asking. We're just simply returning to our original, pure, and pristine state that's actually natural. Okay, we're going to go for a couple more minutes. Okay, so again, the remembrance can heal on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritually, but it takes practice. Sometimes it will bring immediate relief, other times it will take more time depending on how long we've held certain things inside us. It takes a while to unwind them. So my recommendation, call it my prescription, is to spend at least 15 minutes and better 30 minutes a day, particularly if you get something that you specifically want to heal, that you're aware of, that you want to work on, and find the time. It's a way less expensive than going to the doctor or letting something go unattended that can lead to something really serious. And it gives you practice in both the relief and the efficacy of this practice of remembrance. And so that's my recommendation prescription going forward. And if you're feeling some relief right now, I recommend you just stick with it after the call. All right, any questions on that? Any comments before we close?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Brad. All right, I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Okay. Good night, everybody.